Message number 1324. The spirit of evil is more powerful than the will of man. Sunday, February 8, 2015 at 20:31. My dearly beloved daughter, as the Holy Spirit permeates throughout these messages, my word, like it was during my time on earth, spreads like lightning. The speed by which the Holy Spirit spreads is beyond the understanding of mortal man. And as the Paraclete through the power of God engulfs the souls of all those with humility in their hearts, the spirit of evil will follow everywhere it is present. The spirit of evil is more powerful than the will of man, but it is powerless against the children of God who place all their trust in Him. The spirit of evil will always have one motive, and that is to deceive. Satan, the great deceiver, will use pride within the soul to convince man that his flawed reasoning can dictate what is right or wrong. The victim will believe that he is in control of his own destiny, and therefore his faith, what little he may have, is secondary. Freedom of the conscience can lead weak souls into rejecting the existence of God. Other souls who do accept the existence of God will allow their personal opinions dictate their own interpretation of who God is and how God responds to sinners. Either way, they will reject the authority of God in favor of what they want to believe. Their pride will lead to their downfall. The devil is very cunning and will say to such souls, "Do what your conscience says," and convince them to give precedence over the Word of God. Oh, how easily manipulated is man who, because of sin, falls prey to such deceit! "Come," I say, "who are you to decide that you know more about me than what I have taught you? My teachings are clear, precise, and never waver. If you cannot trust in the Word of God, then you cannot love Him truly. It is by your own free will that you choose what to believe." But the man who twists the Word of God to fit neatly into his own opinion of my Word and to suit his own needs is the man who will succumb to the temptation of the evil one. Everywhere my word is upheld, the devil will hover, waiting to devour souls who value their own views and opinions over the Word of God. Every man who remains firm to the truth will face terrible trials by the deceiver, who will never cease in his efforts to lead him astray. So everywhere the Holy Spirit spreads his wings, the spirit of evil will follow every step of the way. Relentless, frustrated, and determined, he will torment those souls who have been blessed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You won't find the spirit of evil trying to tamper with the souls he has already won over, for he has no need of them. A man who loves me and follows the Word of God is vulnerable, for he is the most sought after prize. You must never believe, however, that you are strong enough to withstand such attacks on your faith, because each one of you is a sinner. And as sinners, unless you cleanse your souls through reconciliation on a regular basis, you too will betray me, for you won't be strong enough on your own to withstand the pressure to deny me otherwise. Never forget what I warned you about. You are in the middle of the greatest spiritual battle of all time. Only the fittest, the strongest, and the purest of souls will survive it. Your Jesus.